Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Stanley, what is the German word for circumcision?
Oh, what?
Go ahead.
Okay. Schleisen unten.
Ang ganda. Mas nakakatawa yung nanay mo sa'yo, Zara. May sense of humor, ha?
Oo. Meron pa ba? May baon pa?
I know why you're mahilig sa German jokes.
Why?
Why?
Kasi mahilig ka sa German cat. Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. In this episode, pag-uusapan natin yung topic, English only, please. Kasi yung mga Pilipino, hindi ko nila lahat. Ayoko mag-generalize, no? Para sa kanila, pag magaling kang mag-English, matalino ka. At pag hindi ka magaling mag-English, medyo pinagtatawanan, nakakahiya, di ba? Kasama ko ang aking co-host, si Zardos Reyes. 17 years of experience in leadership and management, 16 years of experience in freelancing at 11 years sa po niyang kliyente ang Upwork at si engineer Lawrence Vivar, ang recently unemployed na engineer na nag-aanap po ng trabaho.
Waiting na lang, final interview.
Ayan.
Oh. Nice.
Ah, nung nakaraan, ano ah, medyo naghahanap ka pa ng ano, may opening ba dyan, mga ganun.
Oo. Ngayon, waiting naman ako.
Yun. At ang guest natin, syempre, eksperto sa English to. Hindi to nagtatagalog masyado, kaya...
Oo.
Ipakilala na po natin ang nanay ni Zar na business owner, linguist, kasi marunong mag-English, marunong mag-Tagalog. Hindi ko alam kung anong dialect pa.
Bilingual. Oo.
At saka talagang maraming fans. Itong nanay mo, Zar, no? Si Tita Babes.
Ayun. Good afternoon po.
Ayan.
Po, pinapo ka.
Ayan, grabe, si Tita Babes. Tita Babes, pwede bang ikwento nyo sa amin na kung ano yung mga negosyo nyo dati?
We used to have a handicraft business. We were exporting Capiz items to Europe and the United States.
Grabe, kaya pala may tuwang.
So may export company kami before. Mm-hmm. Ako natulungan na kita. Meron mom ko may dream dati na ano na meron kaming mga mineral water station restaurants. Ang pangalan ng ano mineral water station pakisabi?
My favorite.
Bakit kasi, yun ang pangalan?
Oh, bakit yun?
Ba't yun ang naisip nyo?
Well, ano? Kasi syempre, gusto binom ng tao, kaya paborito na yung tubig.
At saka ano, pangarap niya magkaroon ng ano, my favorite type, mga businesses lahat my favorite. Kunwari, ang pangalan ng PlayStation ano namin, meron kami yung PlayStation, ano tawag doon?
Gaming
hub or ano. So, alam ang pangalan?
Ano?
My favorite PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, pag water, my favorite
water.
Drinking water.
So, kung nagbebenta kayo ng condom, Ang magiging pangalan nun, my favorite
condom. My favorite condom. Oh. Or magbenta ka ng...
Ganda. Reusable.
May magbenta ka. So parang my favorite enterprises or ano.
Maganda yung branding.
Oo.
Babalikan eh. My favorite.
My favorite.
My favorite.
So, Tita Babes, paano kayo magbenta sa ano sa mga... sa store? Kasi parang may pwesto kayo sa Green Hills, may pwesto kayo sa Quiapo.
Pero may ano mag-context muna tayo kasi yung background ng mom ko, like my grandparents, they, like for example, my grandmother, she only finished grade 2. Mm-mm. My grandfather, ano ba, grade school, high school. So, plus when they decided to put up businesses, nag-start sila sa palengke. So, alam mo yon, ang mga nakakausap nila, syempre yung mga ano, yung mga tao sa palengke, tapos may pwesto kami sa Quiapo, sa ilalim ng tulay. So in terms of that background, you would think, okay, how can I learn English? Kasi purely ano, Filipino yung
Tagalog
ano,
lahat ang usap. Paano kayo natuto mag-English na may twang pa? Wala pa namang call center doon.
My grandmother is the type who would pronounce mango as mango or spaghetti as spaghetti.
Ganun. Spaghetti.
Ha?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. So ganun. So na-mispronounce niya yung mga English words. So you would wonder how she grew up na, di ba, biglang may twang, nag-English, ganun.
May naging jowa ba kayo Amerikano? Ganun. Wala?
No, when I was a kid, I used to watch cartoons from morning till evening. And then, actually, I learned from Popeye.
Ah, ganyan ba magsalita si Popeye?
Paano magsalita si Popeye?
Ay. Di ba ganun?
SpongeBob.
Ay, sorry.
Paano magsalita si Popeye ba? Paano naging ganun yung English niya?
Eh, di ba parang ano yun? Parang
di ba parang...
Oo, bulong si Papa.
Oh, my spinach. Ganun magsalita si Papa eh.
Oo nga.
Well, through the years, because I keep on watching American movies, so maybe I learned the accent from them.
Sinong paborito mo ron?
Which one?
Sa American movies.
Well, when I was younger, Rock Hudson.
Hindi ko nakilala yun.
Si Rock Hudson sa ano mga movies niya?
No, the old movies.
Oo.
Ito, black and white pa ba to?
Oo, Rock Hudson.
Yes, really.
Yung ba yung Ben-Hur or something? I don't know. Anyway.
Tapos ano, si Popeye, isa sa mga influence niya, isa sa mga favorite ninyo.
Yes.
So parang that's the number one tip. Parang you learn from watching movies and TV shows.
Yes.
Eh, paano kung Teletubbies ang pinapanood? Ganun lang, di ba?
Walang dialogue.
Eh, syempre, diba? Pumili ka ng mga movies and TV shows where you would learn English, di ba?
And commercials.
Ano yung mga naalala niyong commercial dati?
Ponds.
Paano yung ano?
Paano ka mag-learn ng English from Ponds commercials?
Sabi niya. It takes off the surface dirt.
Ay, mga...
Di ba lahat naman ng sabon ganun? Naniwala kayo rin sa commercial na yun.
No, but when they say the words, I try to say it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Imitate the sound.
Ginagaya ninyo.
Parang that's a good tip as well. If you're watching anything na ano that uses the English language, parang you repeat the words.
Soft skills training pala to. Pwede matuto yung mga immortal.
You can also self-learn.
Yes.
Like by doing those things.
How about sa mga newscast? Nanonood po ba kayo? And then ginagaya nyo ba?
Yes.
Sino yung favorite nyo dati?
Before?
Ses Drillon, mga ganyan.
Barbara Walters.
Diba?
Si ano? Angelo Castro, ganun.
Katie Couric.
Diba?
No.
Sino?
Like Lauren Legarda.
She
speaks English very well. Mm-hmm.
Ginagaya ninyo?
Si Lauren, hindi.
Sino ginagaya niyong mag-English? Si Popeye lang.
Popeye. Ang yun nga malabo dun eh, dun sa Popeye eh. Kasi hindi mabulol si Popeye eh.
Oo nga eh. Sana man lang kung Scooby-Doo, di ba?
Oo.
Si,
sino?
I forgot her name.
Oo.
Pero kasi alam mo, mga old, ano na yun eh, mga newscasters. So.
Ah, si ano, Tina Monzon Palma, mga ganun.
Yes, Tina yeah. Monzon Palma. So.
Oo. Kasi English eh. Kasi dati naman, uso naman yung English na newscast eh. Tsaka yung kahit na sabihin mong masa, magaling mag-English. Even sa noontime show, English yung student canteen. Di ba? Oh. Do you watch noontime shows?
Yes, but in school they let you pay 5 centavos for every Tagalog word that you say.
So,
you have to speak English in school.
Saan ka binag-study?
St. Rita.
St. Rita sa Manila.
Yes, and then eventually in college, St. Paul QC.
Ay, kolehiyala. Ganun. So yung mga manliligaw nyo dati, puro Inglesero din.
I don't know. Nag-English ba? Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Kung English-speaking kayo, and then may mga pwesto kayo sa Quiapo, sa Green Hills, paano kayo magbenta sa mga, ano, sa mga tao?
As when there's a client, I say, may I help you?
Wow. Oh, di ba?
Tapos, ay, sa Quiapo, pwede yun, ganun.
maraming tourists.
Oo.
Yun.
Eh, paano kung hindi sila tourists?
May I help you pa rin sasabihin?
Ganun.
Okay. Yeah.
Tapos paano? Standard. How much po yung ano, yung ganyang parol, magkano yan? Oh.
Should I say it in English?
Siyempre,
kung how you would usually say it.
Okay, this one is 24 inches in diameter. It's embossed, 3 layers. We use automotive paint so it wouldn't fade easily. And it's got brass on the sides. We also have 110 volts and 220 volts. For US, there's 110 volts, and for here in the Philippines, it's 220.
Ganun ho. Grabe, magtatahu lang yung nagtanong. Magkano po yun? Biglang ginanon eh, di ba? Parang gumulo yung buhay nung nagtatanong.
Kung ako yun, mapapabili ako.
Papabili ka? Oo. Mga ilan?
Mga dalawa.
Dalawa. May mga customer na alam nyong may pambayad. And then may mga customer na alam nyong medyo sakto lang yung kinikita nila. Do you give discounts?
Hindi. Wala.
Aga.
What I tell my people is do not judge the way your customer is dresses up. Kasi you don't even know how much money he has in his pocket.
Oo. Tama naman.
So I don't want them to be judging them kasi naka-shorts.
Oo.
Or naka-chinelas. Kasi one time, there was a man who approached me. He's in, ano lang?
Slippers.
Yeah, yeah. And butas-butas na shirt. Mm-hmm. And ano, shorts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He bought a 18 inches ball, capiz ball. Sabi ko, okay, could you help the man to his car? Oh. You know, what's his car?
Or what? Mercedes?
Huh? Oh, no. Ano siya? Yung
Range Rover.
Porsche.
Wow.
A Porsche.
Yep. Yung Porsche yun. Yun, di ba?
Hindi kaya driver yung pinabili nung ano, may-ari.
Hindi, siya yun.
Siya yun.
Siya yung nag-drive.
Porsche.
Galing.
Porsche yun, di ba?
Porsche.
Yun. So, yung mga naririnig namin kasi favorite ng mga kasama namin dito sa Underpaid, yung sinabi mong, get out of my sight.
Bakit di mo ko matras?
Why won't he just listen?
What am I doing wrong? I don't know what to do.
Ano ba tayo?
Man, relationships these days seem very hard to come by, right? Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish. They want commitment, and yet they push their partner away. They know what they need to feel loved, but they don't want to seem like they're asking for too much. You know, the usual stuff. I know. Relationships are hard, but it doesn't mean they can't get any better. I'm Nikki Porter, your relationship coach and host of Nuggets of Nikki. The path to better fulfilling relationships is tough and uncomfortable, but if it means to have the kind of connection and intimacy that allows you and your partner to thrive, even in the midst of hardship, then isn't that worth the trip? Don't wait until your favorite person becomes a stranger to realize that, yeah, you could have handled that so much better. Catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast that shares bite-sized insights from relationship coach Nikki Porter. That's me!
yung get out of my sight na yun.
Huwag na, ayaw niya yung kwento.
Di, bakit niya nasabi yung word na yun? Yan natin sasabihin kung sino yung mga sinabihan niyo.
Ah, okay. Oo. Kasi usually kapag may mga namamalimos, what they do is, ano, linger. Mm. You have given them already and then they still linger. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will not get, hindi sila aalis sa harap mo. Tapos,
So,
kaya nasabi ko yun. Kasi,
paano yung, ano?
Ha? Huh?
The person, ano, talagang nangungulit pa, humingi pa. So, paano nyo sinabi yun?
Get out of my sight.
Ayun.
Talaga eh.
Yun.
Pero alam mo, one of the things na she does with people, like to build relationship, nagjo-jokes yung mom ko.
Mm-mm. Kaya pala maganda yung rapport niya sa tao. Kasi ano, ito ah.
May sense of humor. May sense of humor.
Dapat ano ah, masubukan natin. Sige, may mga jokes po ba kayo?
Na English.
English, oo. Oh. Malamang. Eh, alam naman Tagalog jokes niya. English era nanay mo.
Game.
Deutsch pa nga.
Mukhang yayamanin eh. Talagang parang nanliit sila Jeff tsaka si Jasper kanina nung nakita. Paano ba yung mga jokes ninyo?
Deutsch nga, anong joke?
Ganun.
It's German.
Sige. Okay, game.
Sige.
Game.
Stanley, what is the German word for circumcision?
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. Schleisen unten.
Ang ganda.
Mas nakakatawa yung nanay mo sa'yo. Zara. May sense of humor, ha?
Meron pa ba? May baon pa?
I know why you're mahilig sa German jokes.
Why?
Why?
Kasi mahilig ka sa German cat.
Nakakatawa nanay ko sa'yo, eh.
Sige, may joke pa ba kayo?
One last. Kasi
niloko na natin yung mga, ano, mga German, no?
Japanese naman.
Sige.
What is the Japanese word for rapist?
What?
What?
Viajero.
May baon pa, may baon pa.
Wala nga eh. It's not ready.
Nakakatawa na name mo ah.
Galing.
Di ba? Pwedeng ano, pwede.
Eh, paano kunwari, ano, yung nanay ko gagawa ng ano, Tinder or Bumble profile.
Ay,
kasi
sabi,
diba, kailangan mo, ano, ng English skills doon.
Oo nga. Have you tried online dating?
Oh, never.
Gusto mo ba i-try?
No.
Bakit? Wala kayong naging jowa? Kasi parang ano,
After my dad?
After yung
14 years naman yun.
Medyo matagal-tagal
actually,
na.
Actually, gusto ko nga magkaroon ng stepfather eh. Para meron akong regalo pag Christmas, ganon. Or meron akong ano, pero gusto ko stepdad, yung bibigyan ako ng, kunwari, trip to Europe pag birthday ko.
Ay,
diba?
Gawan na natin ng ano, Bumble account nanay mo. Gusto nyo ba?
No.
Ayun nyo, talaga, pag kakunyari, may mag-match sa'yo. Magkikita kayo, usap kayo sa...
Baka may immortal na interested kay Tita
Baka may expat na nakikinig sa atin, marunong mag-Tagalog, di ba? Pero Inglesero din. Ayaw niya talaga. Hindi niya na naisip na magka-asawa or jowa. No. Ganun. Bakit?
Ayaw niya.
I'm focused.
Focus saan po?
With my grandson.
Talaga.
Pero ano suggestion mo? Kung nari gagawa siya ng profile.
Profile picture, dapat naka-duck face ka. Alam niyo ba yung duck face?
No.
Yung parang ano, parang kikis ka.
Paano?
Sige nga.
Ganun. Pwede bang gawin niyo? Kung yari naka-anong kikis, ganun. Kung yari titingin niyo sa...
Duck face.
Ay. Yun! Yan. Ganun eh. No? And then tapos ang nakalagay sa bio, may asim pa.
Yeah.
Expert in helicopter.
Then tatawa nanay ko sa iyo.
Yeah, pero kasi ano eh, English speaking talaga eh.
Dapat nakalagay din doon sa profile yung get out of my sight. Ang ganda noon.
Kung nagtatagalog ka, get out of my sight.
Ayun.
Ganoon. Nung panahon niyo ba pagka hindi magaling mag-English, pinagtatawanan?
Di ba, ganun naman ang Pinoy? They usually do that.
Kasi kunyari, nanood tayo ng mga beauty pageant, tapos ayaw kumuha ng translator. Pag mali-mali English, pinagtatawanan. Bakit sa tingin nyo ganun?
Because we're may colonial mentality ang Pinoy.
Tama.
Oo.
I agree.
Yeah. Aminin man o hindi eh, no? Even the products na binibili natin, kailangan imported.
Yeah.
Di ba? Kailangan galing sa US. Uh-oh. Tapos ano, pupunta sa duty free, bibili ng PX goods, no?
Pero even, ako, ano yung mga, I think what mga takeaway natin from this is, like, even if like with the background of my grandparents, mm-hmm. di ba? It doesn't mean na hindi ka makakapag-learn ng English. Mm-hmm. Kasi even my grandma, she really tried. Mm-hmm. Also, like for her, for my mom, at least in her own way, she was able to practice speaking English. Kasi marami nagsasabi, di ba? Sasabi nila, uy, ano, hindi ako marunong mag-English or siguro hindi ako nag-aral ng, or hindi ako nagtapos, hindi ako nag-aral.
Siguro naman, basic, kahit pa paano, alam mo kung gusto mo maging virtual assistant, di ba?
Oo, pero there are a lot of people, if you're, for example, underprivileged or kulang yung resources mo. Di ba parang ang iniisip nila ay magaling, kailangan doon sa work na yun, magaling mag-English, hindi na ako mag-a-apply or I wouldn't try to learn to speak English. I think there's a lot of ways to learn English. Like some of the things na sinabi niya na, yun nga, she would watch movies. Eh ngayon, di ba, madali na manood ng movies na English.
May YouTube na.
May YouTube, Netflix. Ang daming resources. So, dapat, I mean, if you're, for example, struggling to learn how to speak English dahil sa background mo, lack of resources and everything else, parang, ano, it's encouraging to say that there are other people who are able to learn even with the limitations.
But, you know, my mom is resilient. We used to do international fairs. So, we go to trade fairs abroad. And what we do, when my mom doesn't speak so much English, so I translate for her. Whatever the person is saying, I will translate whatever they're trying to say.
Paano ba mag-English yung ano, lola mo, yung nanay nyo?
Mahirap pa sabihin.
Ine, ano, she tries.
Yeah, she tries.
Oh, she tries. Like, kunwari, nawala siya sa Hong Kong.
Oo.
Diba? Kasi, ano, iniikot-ikot siya ng driver.
Ang so, sabi ng lola mo.
In Singapore.
Sige, ikaw na magkwento.
Sabi niya sa driver, why are you going around the world?
At least nag-try, di ba?
Oh, di ba?
Oo, ganun.
Oo nga naman, around the world nga naman. Tama. Kasi taga-Pilipinas siya, dinala siya sa Singapore, kung saan-saan, di ba?
Hindi, sa Singapore, kasi
paikot-ikot.
The driver is trying to go around.
Ano sabi ng driver?
Wala.
Wala, translate ko sa Malay yung sinasabi niya.
Sa Malay?
Maroon na sabi niya, Tulos, sabi ko sa kanya, you go straight.
Oh, dami. Galing.
English talaga.
Galing, ano eh, Englishera talaga eh.
Because I study German and ano.
Kaya pala yung slicing utin na yan eh. German pala yan eh. Yeah. German pala eh.
Oo. I study German and Japanese and Nihongo.
Talaga, ano, panahon pa na pala ng gera na buhay pa nanay mo, di ba? Ligang antigo na nga talaga.
Ayun nga, so ano, dapat ano, hindi mo iisipin kapag struggling ka mag-speak ng English, which is required sa maraming jobs right now, especially kung nag-freelance ka. Dapat ano rin, tiyagain mo rin, 'di ba? Tiyagain mo rin matutunan.
Tsaka ano, hindi porket hindi ka magaling mag-English ay hindi ka na matalino. Mga immortal, hindi po ganoon 'yun ha. At sa mga old school mag-iisip, hindi po ganoon 'yun. Sana may napulot kayong maganda rito sa episode ng ating podcast. Maraming salamat, Tita Babes.
Thank you also for your invite.
Oo, thank you for guesting, ha. Siyempre, yeah. Lawrence, salamat.
Thank you,
Lawrence.
Dami ko time, eh.
Siyempre, nag-aantay ka ng final interview.
Anong tip mo kay Lawrence na walang work ngayon? Nag-resign siya. Hindi siya ano, ha. Nag-resign siya, engineer siya.
With your qualification, I think you you can get a job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tita Babes. I'm more confident now kasi
napuri
ako ni Tita.
Na-motivate rin ako niya.
Oh, paano?
Sabi niya, sabi ko, di pa ako sikat masyado eh. Ano sinabi niya sa akin, naalala niyo ba?
Hindi yata.
Oh. Sabi niya, you'll get there.
Yun.
Ganun. Oh, di ba?
Nakarating naman ako ng Pasig.
You'll get there.
You'll get there. Ganun. Yun. So, maraming salamat mga Immortal. Ha? Like and subscribe sa ating Underpaid Podcast, sa Spotify and Apple Podcast. Leave a comment, rate the podcast. Sabi nyo sa amin kung gusto nyo ng video podcast on Spotify or gusto nyo audio podcast lang dahil
yes.
Kinukulit na po kami ng TPN. Ano ba? Lilipat ba kayo ng Acast o ano? Ha? Follow us on our social media accounts, si Lawrence Vibs, my other office PH, at ako, Stanley Chi. Okay? So, yan. There you have it. Tita Babe, sa Instagram ba kayo? May Facebook
yes,
ba kayo?
I have. Facebook and Instagram.
O, paano kayo i-add? Ano pong nakalagay na pangalan?
Evelyn.
Evelyn De Los Reyes.
Evelyn De Los Reyes.
Evelyn De Los Reyes, a.k.a. Tita Babes.
Hindi, dati ano? Nung bata daw siya, tinutukso daw siya ang Evelyn.
Ah, sa He-Man, yung kalaban ni He-Man, di ba?
Oh, my sister said Evelyn.
Pwede naman, oo. Evelyn. Maganda si Evelyn, ha? Oo.
Ah, talaga?
Oo, yung kalaban ni He-Man.
Ah.
Oo, yun. So there you have it, guys, for Tita Babes, Lawrence Vivar, and Zardos Reyes. I'm your host, Stanley Chi, and this is The Underpaid Podcast.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.